Donald Trump has now gotten rid of his old campaign manager and replaced him with this guy, Stephen Bannon, who is the guy who's been running Breitbart.com since Andrew was called away. I didn't think it was possible, but they handed over the reins of Breitbart to a guy who looks even more physically unwell than Andrew Breitbart did.
Probably. Steve Bannon looks like a pile of dirty clothes that got brought to life by an evil wizard.
And the idea, it's like the subtext here is that Trump is dying and wants to be surrounded by loved ones in his last days.
I agree that he's probably more fun than Ben Shapiro, but there was a really disturbing detail again in that Bloomberg piece, which is that his house is decorated like Lincoln's house or something. Like
he has a portrait of Lincoln in his drawing room.
But then he also described it as like going back to the 1860s, as if it's all decorated like Lincoln's fucking powder room. And like, I think that's really disturbing.
He's like that couple that only dress and live in the Victorian times, except he's swaggering through this like beautiful 19th century drawing room wearing Tommy Bahama shorts and like sweating through Oakley sunglasses.
And unlike Lincoln, he's trying to bring slavery back.
So. The article on Wonkette this week by Rebecca Schoenkampf, aka Commie Girl One, entitled "Let's Talk About Juanita Broderick." Here is how Rebecca introduces her thoughts on what is, a very sensitive issue. She writes, "Here are a few quick thinkerings."
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, all right.
So painful.
Whenever I read that, I think, I want to keep reading this person.
I actually
want
to read this.
They've established trust that they, they've established trust that they're not a moron.
The Cato Institute's annual Freedom in the 50 States ranking of all the 50 states by the policies that shape personal and economic freedom.
New York being 50th is one thing, but their recommendations for making it just that little bit more free are to cut spending on hospitals, housing, libraries, public welfare, sanitation, and sewerage.
Check. Double check.
Public transit, employee retirement, and miscellaneous.
Get that stuff
miscellaneous.
Out of there.
Other things that do feature include trans fat bans, that gets 0.1%. Whether raw milk is legal is a thing that factors into their calculations. I need to point out that, so they tell you like what percentage they give to each of these things, and so like cousin marriage is 0.4%. So cousin marriage is four times as important in terms of freedom as the ability to choose your kid's school. It's also more important than a waiting period for gun purchases, firearms licensing index, initial permit limit, all these things that to them
wait a second, this whole libertarian thing is just a big smokescreen for a couple guys to fuck their cousins.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of beautiful if you think about it.